Tough new import restrictions to prevent white spot disease in Australia appear to be failing. An outbreak of the virus decimated southeast Queensland's prawn farming industry in 2016, exposing weaknesses in biosecurity laws, with some importers deliberately dodging them. But despite a crackdown, a Four Corners investigation has found disease-affected prawns are still getting through. Richard Baines reports.
The once thriving prawn farms of southeast Queensland are now bone dry. These days, they're a dusty and barren reminder of one of the worst biosecurity failures in Australia's history.
It was inevitable that our lives would change forever from that point on.
Serena Zipp's Logan River prawn farm was one of seven in the region, devastated by the outbreak of white spot in late 2016. The virus doesn't pose a threat to humans, but it has laid waste to prawn populations around the world.
This is a family that's had a very proud history, 150 years old, of growing food. To even contemplate that it would come to an end was beyond devastating.
Australia was one of the last prawn-producing countries to be free of white spot. Queensland's Acting Chief Biosecurity Officer Malcolm Letts says imported green prawns are the likely culprit.
And then people purchasing those prawns from a supermarket and using them for bait. The virus on the bait then being picked up by wild prawns and then being transferred into the farms.
Four Corners has uncovered allegations that importers were deliberately swapping diseased prawns for clean ones, deceiving Australian border officials. Marine scientist Brian Jones assisted a government investigation into the white spot outbreak.
It would seem that a substantial number of the large importers were deliberately and cold-bloodedly gaming the department. The profits to be made from getting a container past the department were huge and made it worthwhile to break the law.
By the end of last year, the federal government had taken action against nine companies which had handled a staggering 70% of all raw prawns into Australia in 2016.
They were using false boxes and packaging so that the container would come in with empty boxes and empty packaging that could be filled with Australian prawns. They were using colour-coded bands. So when you as an inspector said, well, I want 13 boxes chosen at random, they would assist you by giving you 13 boxes that were code-labelled as being free.
After the alleged dirty tricks were revealed, the Department of Agriculture bolstered security at the border. Now every single container of raw prawns must be inspected before an importer can handle the stock. But Four Corners can reveal the tough new measures appear to be failing. Professor Wayne Nibb from the University of the Sunshine Coast tested prawn samples purchased from different supermarkets in Queensland.
We found about a third of the material that we looked at had evidence of white spot DNA in it.
With the white spot virus still getting past quarantine, Queensland's prawn farms may never recover.
Clearly, if we can find in a very limited sample, 30% samples that were in their history connected or in contact with the virus, then we're playing with fire here.
Professor Wayne Nibb from the University of the Sunshine Coast, ending that report from Richard Baines. And you can see more on Four Corners on ABC TV at 8:30 tonight.